our country, a major portion of our country, was affected by rolling blackout. Canada was affected. Over 10 million people in Canada were affected as well. And I have been working with federal officials to make sure the response to the situation was quick and thorough, and I believe it has been. We're focused on two major things right now, and one is to work with state and local authorities to manage the consequences of this rolling blackout. In my judgment, the governors and mayors of the affected states and cities have responded very well. We've offered all the help they need to help people cope with this blackout. And they've, to this moment, have said they've got the resources necessary to handle it. The emergency preparedness teams at the local level and the state level are responding very well. I also want to thank the people in the affected cities and states for their calm response to this emergency situation. It has been remarkable to watch on television how resolved the people are about dealing with this situation, and I'm grateful for that. And I know their neighbors are grateful as well for the proper and calm response. The other thing, of course, we're working on is to get electricity up and running as quickly as possible. And federal officials are working with state and local officials to get the electricity grid up and running. Our goal, of course, is to do this as quickly as possible. Obviously, the sooner we can get electricity up, the more normal people's lives will become. One thing I think I can say for certain is that this was not a terrorist act. I've heard reports about a lightning strike in Niagara Falls, New York, and federal officials, of course, are investigating the veracity of that. We'll find out here what caused the blackout. But most importantly, what we now need to do is fix the problem and to get electricity up and running as quickly as possible. I was pleased to hear that many of the airports up east are beginning to have flights leave, and that's good. So in other words, slowly but surely, we're coping with this massive national problem. Millions of people's lives are affected. Fully understand that their lives will not be normal for the short run, and hope that they continue to cope with this in a manner that they have done so far. I'm confident we can get things up and running as quickly as possible, and people's lives will go back to normal.